This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of being of service to others. And the holiday season is fast approaching, and I have noticed how I have evolved over this season. As a child, of course, it was a time to receive, and as an adult, it was the emphasis was more on giving. But as a woman who chooses to act in a way that is pleasing to God, I am focusing more and more on being of service to others. And when I turn to the scriptures, I see this as a pattern with Christ. So, of course, we recall him washing the feet of his disciples. And, of course, there is no greater act of service or sacrifice than him being crucified for us so that we might have eternal life. But then I even notice this same pattern of service after the resurrection. And so Jesus goes to the Sea of Galilee and he greets his disciples on the shoreline. And as they return to the shore, he greets them with fish frying and this beautiful charcoal burning. And he invites them to breakfast. He has literally served breakfast for them on the beach. And so think of that. If Jesus can serve to that extent, we know how he values this and what he expects us to be, or how he expects us to be of service to our fellow brothers. So today, let us be of service to someone who really needs it. And as we do so, let us cling to these words. Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, go be of service to someone.